Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful hadith and tradition which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam regarding prostration or sujood. We have many traditions regarding the virtue of prostration and sajda in which have been narrated from our infallible Imams and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. All of these traditions seem to indicate and allude to something similar, and that is that prostration is a state in which man can achieve the highest degree of proximity and qurb to Allah Ta'ala. In this tradition that we're going to be reciting for you and reading for you today, the Imam, basing himself upon this truth and this verity, the Imam makes a recommendation to one of his companions. Right? So it's almost as if this companion wanted to ask, what is this state in which I am closest to Allah? Tell me this so that I know in which state I should pray. Obviously, when man achieves a high degree of proximity to God, that's the time when a person should ask and request Allah for something. Right? I mean, there's more chances of the person's request and prayer being answered at that time. Right? So this person asks the Imam regarding this. Let's see what the Imam says. Imam Sadiq was once asked by Sa'id ibn Yasar, one of his companions, whether he should supplicate in the state of prostration or in the state of bowing. To which he, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, replied in the following manner, supplicate while prostrating. For verily, the nearest the servant can ever be to Allah is in the state of prostration. So supplicate for your worldly needs as well as for your life in the hereafter. In a similar tradition from Imam Sadiq has been reported to have said, prostration is the highest degree of worship that man can perform. And Imam Ali alayhi salam also said, nothing can bring about proximity to Allah, glory be to him, except an abundance of prostration and bowing. So in this last tradition, we see that Imam Ali mentions two things, ruku, bowing, and sajda or prostration. These two are states in which man is in an extreme state of proximity and closeness to God. But out of these two states, prostration brings about a further state of proximity to God, as we've narrated from the tradition of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Obviously, this qurb is not a physical qurb or proximity. It's a spiritual qurb or proximity, because we know that, first of all, God is not a physical being, so he's not physically close or distant from us. At the same time, we know that God Almighty is always near to us. So when we say that we become closer to God, what it really means is that we become aware of the fact that God is already proximate and close to us. And the highest degree in which this can be achieved is in the state of prostration. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at prostration in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, so I
and lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more. No more.